was asked to explain the value of reading Shir HaShirim on Erev Shabbat. The Midrash Tarpiyot writes, according to the Zohar in Parashat Noah, that all week long the Rishaim are burning in Gehinnom. However, there is a reprieve during the Shat Tefillah, the time that we're praying the Tefillot, Shacharit, Minhag, Arbit on a daily basis. So the Rishaim and Gehinnom have a little break, so to speak. So the Midrash goes on to say that each Tefillah is an hour and a half. That's the Shacharit, we understand how they got that calculation. We don't know how they got that to Minhag, Arbit, but it seems that Tzaddikim in the olden days, they would dedicate an hour and a half per Tefillah. So therefore the Midrash goes on to say, that means there's 4.5 hours a day that were dedicated to Tefillah. Which is in the course of a week, that would be 4.5 hours times 6. Besides the Shabbat, because on Shabbat anyway there's no Din Gehinnom for the Rishaim. So 4.5 times 6 would be altogether 27 hours. Now in the course of a week, 6 days, there's 24 hours a day, there's 144 hours in 6 days, minus the 27 hours that we have Tefillah, which is no Gehinnom. So basically, the Gehinnom is 117 hours a week. Shabbat is no Gehinnom. And 27 hours of Tefillah. So therefore, the Rishaim only suffer in Gehinnom for 117. I say only, but that's the number. So the Midrash says, וכנגד אותם קוף י"ז שעות תיקן שלמות שיר השירים שיש פה קוף ז' קוף י"ז פסוקים. There's exactly 117 פסוקים in שיר השירים, ולכן בסוף השבוע בערב שבת קוראים את שיר השירים. Why do we read it at the end of the week? שמחז ושלום, maybe during the week we did something that we חייב גהנם, so therefore we read the 117 Pesukim of Shir HaShirim, which correspond to 117 hours of the previous week, that should be taken for us. We made a sin, we should be Hayab Gehinnom Chas V'Shalom. Similarly, why did Shlomo HaMelech write 117 Pesukim? Because the Hachamim tell us that Shlomo HaMelech transgressed 3 sins. It says Lo Yerbe Lo Nashim, but he took more wives than prescribed. It says Lo Yerbe Lo Kesef V'Zahav, but he took more money than was prescribed by the Torah. Lo Yerbe Lo Susim, and he took more horses than prescribed by the Torah. So those are 3 lavim. Each lav, you get 39 lashes. So 39 times 3 is 170, 217. So therefore he wrote a song of 117 pesukim to metaken the 3 lavim that he did, which is 117 lashes. Last but not least, the simple interpretation is since Shabbat is called Shabbat Malketa, like we say in the entrance of Shabbat, therefore, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, are also called Kala. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Bati Legani, Ahoti Kala. Libatini, Ahoti Kala. And therefore, it's befitting, since the Jewish people are called Kala, and Shabbat is called Kala, so that's why we read it on Erev Shabbat. That underscores the value of it, and why we should be careful to come to the synagogue on time, and at the time that they're saying the Shir HaShirim, to read it. It's not a break, it's not a recess, or some type of, time to just fool around. Adrabah, the prayer starts with the Shir HaShirim, and therefore the value is very, very great. Like we say, all the Sephardim are Kodesh. The Shir HaShirim is Kodesh HaShirim.